the Lord.
Kama yebaziwe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Welcome back to this teaching.
We are
still continuing with the power of a spirit-filled life.
The power
of a spirit-filled life, part 2.
We had
an amazing teaching in part
1. If
you missed part 1, please go back and listen to it so
that you can follow.
It was a powerful teaching.
A
lot of revelation there.
And
so there are a lot of things you need to go back to and listen and be equipped.
And
for you to discover the need, the urgency of receiving the Holy Spirit. Like we said in the previous teaching, that a lot of believers are missing on the benefits of the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Nga bwe twagamba mu kusomesa okwayita nti abakkiriza bangi bafiirwa omuganyulo oguli mu kubanga bafuna omwoyo mutukuvu.
They receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
Batoola Yesu Kristo ng'omulokozi waabwe.
They get baptized in the baptism of John.
Ne batabatizibwa okubatizibwa kwa Yokaana.
But they miss on the benefits of being baptized with fire.
Ne ne basubwa omuganyulo oguli mu kubatizibwa muliro.
Being immersed in fire.
Okubanga banyikibwa muliro.
And being empowered by the Holy Spirit.
N'okubanga bajjuzibwa amaanyi ag'omwoyo mutukuvu.
To enjoy that life as believers, but also being able to manifest the kingdom of God in our everyday life. And a lot of churches are not even teaching about this. They've lost the interest. And that is one of the reasons why the church is so weak. Because we cannot overcome, we can't conquer without having the Holy Ghost. Without being baptized, without being empowered by the Holy Spirit.
And
so it's not enough for you to just, you know, being baptized in water. There is more to that. Don't settle for baptism of water. You go for an encounter with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. It's very important. When you study Acts chapter 8, verse 14 to verse 17, and when you study Acts 19 verse 6, you see that the experience of the baptism in the Holy Spirit is distinct from salvation. Let's go to Acts chapter 8 verse 14, and we read up to verse
16.
Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God,
they
sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Notice what verse 16 says. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. They had not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Only they were baptized in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost had not come upon them. Only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
So it
shows us that the experience, the encounter of the Holy Spirit is distinct from salvation.
Kati wano kitulaga nti olusinkano lw'omwoyo mutukuvu lwanjawulo nnyo okuva ku bulokozi.
When you receive salvation, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
bw'otoola Yesu Kristo ng'omulokozi wo,
you must now take the next step.
Oteekwa okutwala eddala eriddako.
which is baptism in water. And you take the third step, which is receiving the Holy Ghost. Some people receive the Holy Spirit before they even baptized in water. Anyone that accepts Christ as their Lord and Savior, they qualify to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Omuntu yenna akiriza Yesu Kristo ngo omulokozi wa yina osoboza okwanga batizibwa n'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
I have experienced this in my life.
Kino nkirabyeko mulamu wange.
When I witness to people.
Bwembanga mbulidde abantu
enjiri. And lead them into the prayer of receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
Nemba kulemera mu sale y'okutola Yesu Kristo ngo omulokozi.
It has happened many times before my very eyes.
Kibaddewo ebiseera bingi mu maaso gange.
Where people receive the Holy Ghost instantly.
Abantu nga batola Omwoyo Mutukuvu mbagira.
And they begin to speak in tongues.
Batandika okwogera mu nnimi.
You know, even a few weeks ago I saw this in Stockholm. When I led someone to Jesus Christ.
Bwe nakulembera omuntu
okumuleetera Yesu. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost came upon him.
N'Omwoyo Mutukuvu n'amukkako mbagirawo.
When I laid my hands on him.
Bwe namuteekako emikono.
He began to speak in tongues.
Batandika okwogera mu nnimi.
So this can even come before you're baptized in water.
Kati kino kisobola n'okubeerawo nga tonnabatizibwa mu mazzi.
Water baptism is not a qualification or receiving the Holy Spirit. When you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you qualify to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. So we are looking at the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit being distinct from salvation.
Katutunulira okuulira oba okutambulira manya gomwe mtuku bwechili echenja ulo okuva ku bulokozi.
So verse 17 says, then laid they their hands on them and they received the Holy Ghost.
Kati 17 agamba ne babasaka emikono ne baweebwa omwoyo mtukuvu.
Praise God. So these people were born again, but they had not received the Holy Spirit. And Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the encounter of the Holy Spirit. Let's now look at Acts 19. Verse
6.
The Bible says, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
We are looking
at believers, disciples. In fact, the Bible says they were already disciples, but they had not heard about the Holy Spirit. And when Paul taught them and led them into the encounter, they received the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues and they prophesied. But they were already believers who had accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, but they had ended there until Paul came and challenged them.
Say,
man, you got to receive this. Don't miss on this. And so he lays his hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit.
They
spoke in tongues and they began to prophesy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And this can happen to you who's listening right now. Sitting in your generation. Receive the Holy Spirit today. If you are not baptized with fire, your generation leader or your generation members can lay their hands on you and you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You begin to speak in tongues and you begin to prophesy. This is a gift for every believer.
Aba generation member bano omukulembeze wa generation anyiza okutekaka emikono n'ofuna omwoyo mutukuvu n'otandika okulagula.
Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1.
Katusome mitsalo cha Efeso sura 1.
Verse 13.
Unyole 13.
And 14.
Ne 14.
We are looking at the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit being distinct from salvation.
Tulaba empulira n'okutambulira manya g'Omwoyo Mutukuvu bwe kiri ekyenjawulo okusukuluma ate ku bufuna obufunyi obulokozi.
So you don't have to settle for only salvation.
Toyina kukubanga ogufuna bufunyi bulokozi kyokka.
You need to go for more.
Oteekwa okugendako ku kino
ekisingawo. You need to be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Oteekwa okubanga oweebwa amaanyi
ag'Omwoyo Mutukuvu. Yes, you will go to heaven.
Ogendagenda mu ggulu.
But don't miss the life on earth.
Ne tosubwa bulamu ku nsi.
You got to be empowered by the Holy Spirit.
Oteekwa okufuna amaanyi ag'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
For you to enjoy this life on earth.
Okusobola okunyumira obulamu.
in the kingdom of God. Walk in power here on earth and manifest the kingdom of God. So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 and 14 says, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of his glory.
Oyonga gwe musingo go busikabwa fokutusa envuma ya Katonda lwelimunulirirwa o ekitibwa che ekitendezebwa.
Now this portion of scripture shows us
kati ekitundu kine kyane kwa kitu
that when you believe in the gospel
bukiriza munjiri
and you get born again
nolokoka.
When you receive Christ,
no funa Christo,
the Holy Spirit comes and seals you. He puts a seal on you. Amen. And that is why I don't understand people who believe that you can lose your salvation.
Era kyenvasite gira bantu bakiriza nti omuntu aso kufira obulokozibwa.
You can't lose your salvation.
Toso kufira obulokozibwa.
Because the Holy Spirit comes and seals you.
Ubango mwe mtu kuvaja na kuteka ke mvumbo.
He seals your salvation.
Ati agala unatika kabonero obulokozibwa.
He seals your heart.
Agala umutima gu.
You know that is what shows that you are the purchased of the Lord.
Nicho kikiraga nti oli mugule wa Katonda.
When the seal comes on you.
Okay,
so the Holy Spirit comes on you. The Holy Spirit comes inside of your heart. When he comes inside of your heart, he seals you. He seals your salvation.
So
every believer has received the Holy Spirit, but not baptized. Amen. Not immersed in fire. So don't settle for this. Yes, he has sealed your salvation. You are sealed by him.
But
you need to be baptized. You need to be filled. You need to have this encounter. You know, what does it mean? When you get baptized, he takes control over your life. You get immersed in this fire. And he takes control. Praise God. But this shows that many people, yeah, you get born again and you receive the Holy Spirit. He seals you. He seals your salvation. And because of this, they are the purchased of the Lord. And no one can separate them from the love of God. And these people belong to the Lord and the Holy Spirit has put a mark on them. And they are going to heaven. And that's why, you know, I don't understand why we should pay so much attention to the mark of the beast. You know, talking about it so much and being worried about the mark of the beast. Why should we worry so much about that and talk so much about it? Let's talk so much about this mark. Let's get everyone to receive the mark of the Lord. Because when I get born again, I receive the mark of God. The Holy Spirit puts the mark on me that I belong to Christ. Every believer is marked by the Holy Spirit. Even the devil, you know, will come to you and say, oh, this one has a mark on him. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Anyway, that is another teaching. Praise the Lord. Let's go to Luke.
Luke
chapter 11, verse 13, teaches us one of the things we need to do in order to receive the Holy Ghost. The Bible says in verse 13, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?
Agamant kale obanga mwe ababi mumanyi okuwa abaana bammwe ebirabo ebirungi talisingawo nnyo kitammwe ali mu ggulu okuwa omwoyo mutukuvu eri abo bamusaba.
So this is one of the things we can do.
Kati kino kye kimu ku bintu
okukola. The other one is going to the believers that have already experienced the Holy Spirit.
Ekisooka kye kiri eky'okugenda eri abakkiriza bamaze okufuna omwoyo mutukuvu.
That are baptized in the Holy Spirit and ask them to lay their hands on you and lead you to have this encounter. Okay, but they that lay hands must have received the Holy Spirit. And the other thing is you ask. You know, you ask and the gift will come on. You know, I've had testimonies where people, you know, even in our church, there are people that have this testimony. You know, sitting in a room and they are hungry for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and they ask and say, come on me, baptize me. Boom, it comes on them without anyone helping them.
Ng'abadde mu room ng'ayaaya n'okuba ng'afuna omwoyo mutukuvu n'asaba omwoyo mutukuvu n'ajja nga tewali n'omu amuyambye.
You ask.
Osobola okusaba.
He says, ask.
Agamba saba.
I will give him to you.
Nja kumukuwa.
Praise God.
Mukama yebaze.
He says, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more your heavenly Father, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him.
Agamba nti bwe mubanga mmwe ababi mumanyi okuwaayo ebirabo ebirungi eri abaana bammwe talisingawo nnyo kitammwe ali mu ggulu okuwa omwoyo mutukuvu eri abo bamusaba.
If you have never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit,
kati bw'oba tofunanga kubatizibwa kwa mwoyo mutukuvu,
these are things you must do.
Bino byebintu by'oteekwa okukola.
Find believers that have been baptized in the Holy Spirit and ask them to lay their hands on you and lead you.
Okufuna abakkiriza babatizibwa mwoyo mutukuvu n'obasaba kuteekeko emikono bakulembere.
Lead you into this encounter.
Bakulembere eri olusinkano.
Number two, ask. Ask the Father.
Saba kitaffe.
He will give you the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. When a believer is baptized in the Holy Spirit, there must be evidence which is speaking in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14:2.
The Bible says,
for he that speaketh in unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God.
Kubanga yogera olimi, tayogera eri abantu, wabulele Katonda.
For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit speaketh mysteries.
Kubanga tewali muntu yenna ulira bino na imu moyo oyayogera byama.
Man, don't miss on this.
Tosuba kino.
Get baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Batizibwa moyo mutukuvu.
Don't let people miss on this.
Tokiriza abantu kusuba kino.
Help them to get baptized in the Holy Ghost. When a person speaks in tongues, he or she speaks to God and speak mysteries to God. You see what people are missing? When a person speaks in tongues, they enter the realm of God and speak to God. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 14:4. Verse 4 says, he that speaketh in unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesieth edifies the church. Now you cannot be weak. You can't feel empty after being baptized with the Holy Ghost. When we speak in tongues, the Bible says we edify ourselves. We build up ourselves. The other word is repair. We repair ourselves. So every day when you wake up in the morning and pray in tongues, what you're doing there is you are edifying yourself. You are building up yourself. But you're also repairing your soul. You repair your soul. You know, probably you feel tired.
Or
something wrong has happened. Or someone has upset you. You go and pray in tongues. Repair your heart. Repair your soul. Praise God. Repair your spirit. In praying in tongues repairs your body. You know, one day my daughter Grace got sick. And I asked her to sit with me and we began to pray in tongues. And she began to pray in tongues. And she got healed. Her body got healed. So praying in tongues repairs your soul. But also repairs your body. Praise the Lord. So don't miss on this. Jude chapter 1. Verse 20. It says, but yea, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So you build up yourself on your most holy faith when you pray in tongues. Don't miss on this. 1 Corinthians 14. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians 14 and we'll read verse 14.
Katudeyo mba kulinse chisoke sura.
For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful.
Kubanga bwensaba munnimi endala, omoyo gwange gusaba, naye amagezi gange tegabala bibala.
When a person speaks in tongues,
omuntu bwayogera munnimi,
their spirit is praying to God.
Omoyo gwe gwa gusaba eri Katonda.
Your spirit prays to God.
Omoyo gwe gwa gusaba eri Katonda.
You enter the realm of God.
Oyingira munsi ya Katonda.
Begin to speak to God.
Notani kokogera ni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Corinthians 14. Let's go to verse 16 and verse 17.
Katusome esula yemu olunyiriro 16 na 17.
Else when thou shalt bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks?
Kubanga bosaba omukisa mu moyo abera mu kifo ekyoyo atamanyi anaddamu atya nti amina olw'okwebaza okwo.
Seeing he understandeth not what thou says.
Bwabanga tategedde ekyo kyayogedde.
For thou verily givest thanks well. Praise God.
Kubanga
give thanks well.
Webaza bulungi.
But the other is not edified. So when you pray in tongues, you give thanks well, you praise well, you pray well. Glory to God. When a person speaks in tongues, they are not limited in blessing God. In the spirit, giving thanks and praising God is not limited for a believer that is filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's quickly turn to Acts chapter 2 verse 4. The Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So you see, when you begin to speak in tongues, it is not the Holy Spirit that speaks to God. No. It is you speaking to God by the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit just empowers you. He empowers you to speak to God. You speak to God. It is not the Holy Spirit speaking to God. God is not speaking to himself.
No,
he empowers you to enter his realm and speak to him. Praise God. So I pray that you don't miss on this. And if you are in your generation right now, wherever you are,
get hungry
for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you can receive him. Come on, let's pray in tongues a little while.
Ribos,
shara bazantara bagazi kentelele, Manderebo zakayanda rabagazekerere. Rebo zakarabagazanta rabagazigerere. We are out of time, but continue to pray. I'm asking the generation leaders to continue praying with your family members. Don't cut this prayer. Go ahead, and if there's anyone that is not baptized, lay your hands on them. Let them receive the encounter of the Holy Ghost. So we close now, but go ahead and pray. Remember, Jesus is the Lord of your life. Nothing missing and nothing broken. God bless you.